Hey guys, this is Jeff Dolan, and this is the Dolan Diaries, where I reflect on countercultural thoughts as an artist and creator in a business world. This week, I'm excited to share a different kind of piece called Tale of Two Wants, as in, what do you want out of life? Are you living to close an impossible gap from where you are to where you want to be? Or are you celebrating the gap from where you were to where you are now? Here are two quotes to frame our time. But godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. 1 Timothy 6, 6-8. He who is not contented with what he has would not be contented with what he would like to have. Socrates. Every day, Judith goes to work. She makes silk flowers. When the petals are cut, she inspects and separates out the ones not fit for sale. Her job is repetitive and regular. She barely makes enough money to eke out a living. Her dream is to arrange flowers for the biggest events in the world. When she started out working at a local flower shop in high school, she never dreamed her life would end up so dull. She now feels light years away from ever realizing her dream. She feels stuck as a factory worker. As a result, she goes home discouraged, self-medicating in the only ways she knows how. She feels good about the fact she would never fall into anything dangerous or illegal, but social media probably depresses her more than anything else. She loves her few close friends and pets, but barely gets out to meet anyone new anymore. She gave up on relationships a long time ago. Every day, less than 50 feet down the factory floor, Janie goes to work as well. She does triple the amount of work Judith does, and always has a pep in her step. The cynics around her are constantly annoyed, but secretly jealous. Janie's dream is to be happy in her work and make everyone she meets smile at least once while interacting with her. She thinks it's funny that she works with a bunch of Debbie Downers. Janie also barely gets by, has no pets or significant others in her life, and enjoys visiting others' homes to give them the best of the flowers Judith throws out every day. She jokes that she already achieved Judith's dream. Janie almost died in a car accident many years ago and is still trying to kick her addiction to opioids she developed afterwards. In her view, she has already won at life. There is no external goal or mountain to climb. There is just the beauty she creates in her life each day. She feels infinitely rich because no one can take away her contentment. Judith and Janie are clearly not what anyone would call rich or famous, powerful or noteworthy. They both will pass through life largely unnoticed by the public, but one is living counterculturally. One is living flawed but fulfilled, scraping but secured, average but angelic. One is living at the top of her mountain, helping others up, while the other is living at the bottom of her mountain, looking for others to lend her a hand. To live like no one else, start on the inside and live out, not on the outside and live in. One will live always striving and never fulfilling, a Judith. One will live fulfilled and always giving, a Janie. Be a Janie. Thanks so much for listening. I have been Jeff Dolan, and today is Sunday, February 4th, 2018. This is my 6th episode this year, and iTunes is telling me I have not received enough ratings to display an average for this podcast. Yeah, because my listeners have better things to do than figure out how to comment on a podcast, iTunes. Who are these people that comment anyway? I'm definitely not one. I actually think it's pretty funny because of all the great feedback you guys are emailing me personally. So thank you for that. I appreciate it. If you'd like to share your voice on the show, I want to hear your story answering this question. When did you finally stop needing or seeking the approval of those you most respected? And what led to that moment? Please download the Anchor app, find the show, and click the call-in button to call into the show. If you like what you're hearing, please share this show, but only with the cool creators, you know. Only with the cool ones. At the moment, we are on Apple iTunes, Google Play, Overcast, and of course, Anchor. And I hope you find your contentment. I hope you break through fear and find truth. And I wish you all the best as you crush your goals this week. Be kind. Take care.